One up, four down for the Marlins to begin 2015. An opportunity this afternoon to take the series from the Tampa Bay Rays. Henderson Alvarez makes start number two. A win for the Marlins on Friday. A 2-0 loss yesterday behind a stellar effort by starting pitcher Jared Cozart, who's been nice enough to join us on Marlins on Deck this afternoon. Jared, let's talk about your start. A quality start, a very good start, I would imagine. That's certainly a good way to open up the season for you.
Yeah, I can't complain about it. I did a lot of things I wanted to. Started by attacking the strike zone early. Just trying to get in here quick, try and score some runs. Basically we ran into a pretty good pitcher in Archer, and he was locating with 95 plus and throwing all three pitches. So, that makes it tough for any team, no matter who you are, no matter how you're playing at the moment. But overall, yes, I was pleased. I threw a lot of close pitches that didn't get called. I threw some bad pitches. I threw a lot of good pitches. So I can take a lot of good out of it, and I can also see areas I need to improve. I got really fastball happy. I think I threw 78 fastballs out of 86 pitches. So hitters, they'll pick up on it. But for the most part, I felt like, when I was executing it, there wasn't many hard hit balls. And then when I didn't execute, they got two big hits and got the one run on the board that they needed to ultimately seal the game.
What's your approach coming into a first start of the year? Obviously, there's probably still some stuff that you want to work on. You threw your fastball a lot yesterday. What was the game plan coming into yesterday?
Established fastball command, and for the most part, it was there early. Obviously, first game jitters. So it's just kind of get out of that first inning, get the nerves out, get back into your routine of pitching hopefully 7-plus innings and helping the team win. So. Ultimately, I did that, and like I said, I can learn a lot from yesterday, and at the same time, I can take some positives out of it and move forward.
It's early. The bats are going to come around. That's no secret. Just one win to this point. It was a 10-run effort. Going into that start yesterday, did you feel like you had to be more perfect?
No. I mean, every time I go out, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to attack the strike zone, throw my game, throw my pitches, because, in the end, I think, scoring one or two runs isn't out of the question any game for this team, and obviously we saw we're capable of putting up 10 plus. So as a pitcher, none of our approaches change, no matter how we're swinging the bats. We're out there trying to put up zeros, and ultimately if you don't give up any runs, you got a good chance to win. And usually when I give up one or two, I feel really comfortable with the team we have behind us that we can still pull that out. Yesterday, like I said, we ran into a really good pitcher who had really good stuff, and we just came up a little short, but long season, so I'm looking forward to getting on a little roll here.
You came over at the trade deadline last year. How excited are you to really get a full season under your belt here in Miami?
Oh, very excited. Obviously a lot of high expectations, which, I'm okay with, and I think all the guys here are okay with. I think we can thrive under that pressure because it is a little added pressure compared to being a team that was expected to finish at the bottom of the division. We're supposed to finish at the top of the division. And obviously, like I said, we're not looking at anything five games into the season, but I'm extremely excited about it. Excited to get going, excited to have a full spring training with this group. It's a great group of guys. I get along with everyone very well, and I'm just excited to see what we can do come September, October.
Jared, terrific job yesterday. Good luck in your next start against the New York Mets this upcoming week, and we'll chat with you again soon.
All right, thank you very much.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner joining for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.